Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department crime scene unit was parked recently in front of the Presidential Women's Center, an abortion facility located in West Palm Beach, Florida. We have represented Susan Pine, a pro-life sidewalk counselor, on a case involving the former Attorney General Eric Holder under the Obama administration when he tried to silence her speech. He was unsuccessful. We're going to be talking about what's happening at this abortion clinic on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, going back before this ever happened, this case starts with this abortion clinic. Susan Pine is our client. A couple of decades ago, she herself had an abortion. Mm. And so she has personal experience with the tragedy of abortion, the tragedy of women believing a lie that this is their only option.
And now she goes in front of abortion clinics to try to help these women, right?
And she's peaceful. She doesn't block. She doesn't shout. She's been doing this for a couple of decades. A couple of years ago, back in 2009, several years ago now, Eric Holder of the Department of Justice under the Obama administration, one of the first things he did after being sworn as the Attorney General is file these Freedom of Access of Clinic Entrances Law FACE against several pro-lifers, including Susan Pine. We represented her for several years, got the case dismissed, and the federal judge chastised the DOJ and ordered them to pay attorney's fees over $100,000, Matt. And in this particular same abortion clinic, to show the lack of credibility of this clinic and the former attorney general, they had surveillance of the entrance every day. Their argument was that Susan Pine had walked in front of a car and it temporarily paused as she walked in front of it. Not that she stayed there, she just walked in front of it. And when we asked them to produce the video on that particular day, guess what? It was a blank tape. It was like the Watergate. There was nothing there. There was tape up until that day, there was tape after that day, but on the day in question, nothing existed. The judge really got irritated at that, suggesting that the attorney general and this abortion clinic had colluded to ultimately—
That was his word.
Do away yeah. with that video on that day. So this is the same abortion clinic now, wow. Matt, that has this Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department crime scene unit parked in the driveway. Something is going on. Some kind of investigation is underway.
Yeah, this PWC, this abortion clinic there in Palm Beach, conducts abortions up to 22 and a half weeks old. These are babies that are perfectly viable. A lot of premature babies are born and thrive at this age. It was referred to the Florida Attorney General, Pam Bondi, by the House Select Investigative Committee on Infant Lives just in 2016. Due to suspected involvement in this illegal trafficking of aborted baby organs and tissues, we saw, of course, that was big news a couple years ago. You have to wonder, Matt, what is a crime scene van doing there? Is it related to this investigation of illegal body part trafficking?
You know, yeah. It may well be. Here's the sequence. November 30, 2016, the U.S. House Select Investigative Committee on Infant Lives refers this matter regarding this clinic to the Florida Attorney General, Pam Bondi. She then engages law enforcement to investigate. On February 17, 2017, our client, Susan Pine, contacted the Attorney General's office in Florida to inquire and indeed was informed that this clinic is under, quote, criminal review, close quote. It's unclear, however, whether this crime scene unit now at the abortion clinic is related to that, but the sequence certainly is suggestive that this whole review, starting from the U.S. House to the Florida Attorney General, now with the local law enforcement, the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department, is investigating a criminal review of trafficking in illegal body parts. This is what we have ultimately undercovered with Planned Parenthood,
right,
with our client that we represent, Sandra Susan Merritt. That's what she was doing videos of what Planned Parenthood abortion clinics were doing, trafficking
and gathering
human
smoking
body parts.
Smoking gun evidence in their own words of Planned Parenthood abortion employees and high-level officials talking about freely and joking about killing preborn babies and selling their body parts for profit.
You know, and it's interesting to note this particular facility is also a part of the Association of Abortion Businesses that sued the Center for Medical Progress, which, of course, Sandra Merritt is a part of, to block the release of those undercover videos, which is no surprise after you see them.
And now you wonder, it's no wonder why. Uh-huh. They're part of the National Abortion Federation.
Right.
The National Abortion Federation, of which this abortion clinic is a member, sued the Center for Medical Progress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's David DeLaden and Sandra Susan Merritt.
Exactly.
Those were the two undercover investigators with that.
American heroes, frankly.
Yeah,
yes.
They didn't want them to reveal or to do any more undercover investigation.
So obviously, there's things to hide.
You
know. Well, criminals and especially systemic government-funded, powerful criminals, they always want to silence the whistleblower because their corruption and illegal activities are being exposed.
But, you know, it's just so fitting, you know, you'd have a crime scene unit, and we just pray that this facility will be closed. I mean, because abortion not only is funded by this greed of these people, especially as you see when you watch any of these undercover videos, as well as the blood of these innocent children on their hands and us as a nation.
If you want to see what a 22 and a half week or 20 to 23 week old baby looks like, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and at the bottom, scroll down, you're going to see a list of different subject matters. One of them is abortion. Click on that. And when you click on that, you're going to go to a page within the Liberty Counsel website, lc.org, and there's lots of information. Click on the information regarding baby Rowan. There's a couple of photos of a completely intact baby that is the same exact gestational age as what we're talking about here, that this clinic does up to 22 and a half weeks. And that particular hand, the finger that's pointing to it, so you can get a size comparison.
It's your hand, isn't it?
Is my hand.
Yeah.
And where that was taken was at a morgue in Orange County, Orlando, Florida, because this is where baby Rowan was taken after the same kind of late-term abortion that occurred in an Orlando clinic takes place, as well as in this clinic down in South Florida. And that particular abortionist who owns that clinic now, by the way, has lost his license, has gone to prison, is someone who has now under another criminal investigation and frankly a trial for having blood-stained instruments in the back of his vehicle and distributing controlled substances without a license. But the point is, go there and look at baby Rowan. Completely intact baby. There's no way that anyone can argue that this is not a human being. This is a fully intact baby. Fingernails are formed. Eyelashes are formed. You can see those on baby Rowan in those photographs. This is the kind of thing, Holly, it's hard to imagine.
It is.
You go to work in the morning, and this is what you do. And
I don't
understand how. You kill these little babies. And then, now the criminal investigation is...
And sell them.
Are you selling those body parts for profit?
For a lot of profit. It's
just
horrendous.
It's hard to believe we've been having... Yeah, how are we even having this conversation?
I know. And it just reminds me, you know, we need to continue to pray for this nation to not only stop abortion, and, you know, babies at this age feel that pain probably more than we do. So it's so important that we recognize these are human beings, just like we wouldn't want this on the vilest of criminals, and we're doing this on innocent children.
Innocent children.
Yeah.
That's right. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. This is absolutely horrendous. It's hard to even describe that this is even happening in America, and yet it is. And we have to do something about it. I encourage you to pray, but also encourage you to partner with groups like Liberty Counsel to make a difference. We are representing, we have represented Susan Pine. We're in court right now in a two-week trial in New York representing some pro-life sidewalk counselors sharing the gospel. We can't do it without your prayers and certainly without your financial support. You can make contributions by going to the website and learn more about how you can get involved in other ways to help support Liberty Counsel, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.